Now that we've explored the perception of brand, I want to make sure we're not completely ignoring some of the more typical elements you might think of when it comes to brand design, like logo, colours, typography, and photography or illustrations. My first tip is use your designers. I think most of you will probably have some kind of access to a comms team, whether internal or external, and they will probably have some guidelines that you need to follow, both in terms of policy, legal for example, but also in terms of visual branding. If you don't have that, or they don't have capacity to help you, think about whether you have any members who are designers, or if you don't have any members, ask for their allyship. It's a really tangible way that they can support your network as an ally. So, a logo. It should be clear what you are, both in terms of your network and the organisation you are a part of. You might be tempted to slightly alter your organisation's logo to achieve this, but be aware that this often infringes your own trademark, so be careful about being too aligned. Colours. Use your organisation's colour palette, of course, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to use the same logo colours. You probably have secondary and tertiary colours at hand. Also think about the meaning of your network. So it's fairly obvious that for LGBT plus groups, they can use the Gilbert Baker designed rainbow flag. And also think about the potential backlash. So using pink for a women's group, for example, it might not be the most progressive idea.